BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
The ancient Hebrew scriptures foretold of the Anointed One, Yeshua HaMashiach. The Messiah Yeshua came to call the people back to the truth of His word and to follow that righteous path. Yeshua then called Jewish men to be His disciples, and after His death and resurrection, those Jewish men told the world about the Jewish Messiah. Now, after 2,000 years, Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation has that same calling of those Jewish men, telling all people, both Jew and Gentile, about the proper ancient path. Teaching the Route 66 King's Highway, from Genesis through to Revelation, and how you need and can get back to the proper roots of the faith and a closer walk with God. Now, let's hear the message.
So the title that I have is this, okay, the name of the Messiah. The name of the Messiah. And why we have this title, because it's in the future you will see that people go to say, well, the Messiah, There's like a lot of messiahs, right? That's what people go to say. It's like even the meaning of the Messiah is something even deeper than most of the people could understand, you know? Because also the high priest was a messiah, you know. So, you know, the king is a messiah, you know, because he's been anointed. So Moses, he anointed Aaron, and Aaron became a Messiah because he was anointed. But the title of the Messiah is different. So Yeshua is a Messiah, but it's not like the anointing of, you know, because they never anoint him as a king. Not yet. Okay? Not yet in earth. But he born for this purpose. And the Messiah is eternal. This is one of the seven things that even in Judaism they know that there's seven things that is being created or be before the Lord creates the earth. And this is amazing, because one of those seven things that the Judaism, I'm not talking about Messianic Judaism, I'm talking about Orthodox, let's say it like that. There are seven things that has been made before the earth. And this is one of the verse that they confirm, and it says, well, the name of the Messiah is being known before the creation. The Lord creates the name of the Messiah before the rest of the things. So this is one of the verses. It's Psalm 72, verse 17, and it says, "Yiye shemo leolam lifnei shemesh ninim," or in the new vocabulary, they separated there. The original word is this one, ninim, but they put the new vowels to more understand the way it is. Yinon, okay, Yinon Shemo, Veyidbarhu Bo Kol Goim Yeashruhu. So what he says in the English is, may his name be eternal, while the sun lasts, may his name endure, let men invoke him blessedness upon themselves, let all nations count him happy. This, and you can see the verses from Sepharia. That's where I copy and paste, so you can, you know, check the the version of the Bible, if you will. You can read it from your own Bible, but you also can check in Sephardia that it has the Hebrew and in the and the English version, verse 17. Okay, you can see it if you will. And this is one of the points of the Judaism that believe that the name of the Messiah is being made before everything. Okay? But then the next question is, okay, but what is the name of the Messiah? I cannot see the name of the Messiah there. I only point that verse just to show you that that his name is eternal. That's how I want to start the study of his name, showing everybody that even in the other family of Judaism, they show that his name is eternal. Okay, and this verse, you can say, well, they probably are saying this because of the name of the Most High, the name of the Father. But they in the explanation, they say this is one of the verses that is being used to show that the name of the Messiah is eternal. Okay, so let's start with that. And then let's continue. And then let's read Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. And Rabbi say, oh no. From he say, oh no, Isaiah 53. Not that chapter, right? But I would like to have somebody to read the English. Okay. And then just give us a second to get a microphone.
Let's start with verse 8 there, right? Yeah,
53 verse 8.
Can we start with 8?
Yes, please. Till verse 10. Okay, let's read. This version is probably going to be different, but you can read your version. It's okay.
You want me to start with verse 8, you said?
Verse 8, Isaiah 53 verse 8 till verse 10. Please.
After forcible arrest and sentencing, he was taken away, and none of his generation protested his being cut off from the land of the living for the crimes of my people, who deserve the punishment themselves. He was given a grave among the wicked, and in his death he was with a rich man. Although he had done no violence and had said nothing deceptive, yet it pleased Jehovah to crush him with illness, to see if he would present himself as a guilt offering. If he does, he will see his offspring, and he will prolong his days, and at his hand Jehovah's desire will be accomplished. Amen.
Amen. Baruch Hashem. So, it doesn't say the name of the Messiah yet. But you can see we as a messianic, it's pretty clear that this happened to Yeshua, right? For us, it's like clear, okay. For the rest of the family, probably it's not that clear that he's talking about Yeshua, but for us, it's like pretty clear. And as I mentioned before, you know, the Lord also opens the eyes of the disciples. This happened with Yeshua, no doubt. But then people gonna say, how? Okay? And they, even if they believe, or even if they believe secretly, they don't wanna, and a lot of rabbis, they believe secretly, but they don't wanna accept it publicly. But then this verses has a secret in the Hebrew. It has like a secret behind. And then, as Rabbi mentioned before, the sequence of the letters, if you count it, it can show you a lot of things. Especially in the Torah, we can count certain amount of letters in the Hebrew, and it's going to show you, for example, that it says Torah. Okay? And then It's a game that we can do it, and I did that before. I don't know if you guys remember when we count the letters in Bereshit, and then we did that the same thing in Shemot, and then we did the same thing in Vayikra. In Vayikra was different because it was showing the name of the Lord, not Torah. And then we see the same thing in Bamidbar, and then in the Barim, that it says Torah, but it says it's pointing to the opposite direction. So the two first book and the last two books of the Torah was pointing to the name of the Lord. That was pretty neat. It was very nice. The same thing is here, but I want to show you how it's here. In Isaiah 53 in the Hebrew, that we're going to see right here. And again, I copy and paste from the Torah and Sephardiah. This is Yeshayahu 53, okay, Nun Gimel. And then when the verse 10, in the verse 10 it's mentioned this part in verse 10. And in the English it says offspring, right? So you're descended, your generations, right? In the word offspring, as you mentioned in English, in the Hebrew it says Sarah. Okay? Sarah Acharif. That phrase, Sarah Acharif, the yod, we gotta take the yod, okay, the last yod right there, and we're going to count 20 letters. Okay, and to make it fast, I already put it in red. Okay, you got to count 20 letters backwards. So remember the Hebrew, you read it from right to left. In Sarah, Yahariv is going to say that it says that your offspring, okay, your descendant, your generation, that we got to take that yod and we got to count 20 letters back. And we go to find a sin. Okay? In the original version, it says it's a sin, but it's the same letter. It doesn't change. Okay? And right there it says tasim. But we're going to take that sin. So we have a yod and a sin. If you write it down, okay? The other 20 letter is a vav. Okay? So we have yod, sin, Vav, okay, Vav, that is a sixth letter, Yud, Shin, Vav, and we have the other 20, we have an Ein, okay, I'm counting back, I'm counting like this way, okay, the opposite way to read in Hebrew, so we have Yud, we have Shin, we have Vav, Ein, and this is counting 20 letters to the back. And then I continue, and I have a shin, another shin. And we continue counting 20, and we have mem. And we continue counting 20, we have another yud. Okay? If you write it down, it's going to say, Yeshua Shmi. Okay? It's Yeshua is my name, it's saying in Hebrew. So you read what it says in the English or in Spanish, if you wish. It's saying all the things that is happening to the Messiah, even that to give him as a sacrifice, and then what he's suffering. But he's going to see his generation, he's going to see him, his offspring. And when you count from there back, 20 letters, is going to say, Yeshua is my name, as you see right there. There's no other way. There's no other way to refuse this. And this is not the Messianic. The Messianic didn't make this. And they tried to manipulate this chapter so hard, but it was found, the original one, in the Qumran, in the excavation in Qumran, in the caves. They found this this role, you know, the Isaiah role, the original one, the original copy, with the same exactly. So it's no way to manipulate this. And it says, you know, encrypted there, it says, Yeshua is my name. And this is the Tanakh. This is not manipulated by nobody. So, you know, Baruch Hashem, that is. So let me rephrase it back again. Okay? Of course, it's prophecy, you know, that people don't believe, but it is what it is. We don't manipulate this again. And then when you count from Serah Ya'arif, you're going to and I'm pronounce this bad. I'm supposed to say Ya'arich, because this is not a fate, but it's a capsule feet. But anyways, you count 20 to the opposite way of reading, like to the right, and you're going to find Yeshua Shemi. Yeshua is my name. Very interesting way to know what is his name. And again, people go to say, well, this is, you know, you can count whatever, and is, you know, you playing around or whatever. But let's continue, because the purpose of this study is to, what is his name and the meaning of his name. So now I'm going to jump and try to understand what Yeshua means. Okay, because if Yeshua is my name, as he says there in the scriptures, I want to understand what Yeshua means. Okay? So, I'm going to go to the Brit HaHadashah in John 7:37. So, in John 7:37, I'm going to find a word very interesting. Okay? So, Revinson, can you read John 7:37? John 7:37.
Now on the last day of the festival, Hoshana Rabbah, Yeshua stood and cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him keep coming to me and drinking." Amen.
Amen. So it doesn't show me much about the meaning of his name, not yet, because you know right here in the chapter, if you read in the complete Jewish Bible, it says Hoshana Rabbah, but then it doesn't explain what is Hoshana Rabbah, okay? We know, because we already know that the festival, the last festival, we know that Sukkot, right? And one of the practices on Sukkot, the last day, is it calls Hoshana Rabbah. One of the last day, pretty much is the eighth day, okay? But what it means, Hoshana. And it's very nice, because I to understand Hoshana Rabbah, that day, we have to go and see a lot of traditional things. So I have to, you know, to show it pretty much through the Talmud. But I want to find something to explain it, or at least explain not the day but the meaning, because my this point this study is not to show the day itself but the meaning of the name of Yeshua. So even that Yeshua in Hoshana doesn't look like, it does mean the same thing pretty much, and I can prove it through the scriptures. And then if we can read Psalms 118 verse 25. What we read there, Vincent?
O Lord, deliver us. O Lord, let us prosper. Please, Jehovah, save us. Please, Jehovah, rescue us.
Amen. So the word right here, and I know that you probably know this in a song. Okay. I don't remember the singer's name, but it says, Ana Jehovah Hoshiana. Remember that song? Ana Adonai Hoshiana, right? What's the name of the city? Adonai City. Okay, so, you know, using that city to understand that song, the meaning of the song.
Karen
Karen Davis, that's the singer. Okay, Karen Davis. And this verse, in this version, it says, O Lord, deliver us. O Lord, let us prosper. In the complete Jewish Bible, it says, please, Adonai, save us. So, Hoshiana, that is the name of the festival, Hoshiana Rabbah. Okay, Rabbah means much or a lot. And then save us. Save us or deliver us is the meaning of the... Now, when it says now, it says it's like you say please. Okay? In Hebrew, when you say now, biblically, it's saying please. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's like pretty much... When you say Hoshiana, Hoshia, okay, Hoshia, na is included right here. And when you say Hoshiana, okay, but the word in Hebrew, Hoshia, is save us, okay, or rescue us, okay. In this case, rescue us is pretty much Hasileha, okay. Haslicha. Let me see. Haslicha. Haslicha is the pronunciation. Yeah. Haslicha. Okay. Haslichana. But then, you see, save us is Hoshiana. Hoshia. Okay. So, it still doesn't look like Yeshua. Okay. But if we continue, you know, because you remember the rabbi always says, well, the name of Yeshua means salvation, you know. And then, okay, salvation and deliver us or save us is, it looks like. But in Hebrew, it doesn't look like too much. Not if you're not paying attention to this. But if you pay attention, you will see. Now, you know, the meaning of the name is where we're going to figure it out that his name is like that. In Numbers 13:16, it says, what it says, Rose?
Those were the names of the participants whom Moses sent to scout the land. But Moses changed the name of Hosea, son of Nun, to Joshua.
Okay. Amen. So, Moses changed the name of Hosea, and I put it in red there, son of Nun, to Joshua. Again, in Hebrew and Spanish, it feels different. But you see that in English and Spanish, it sounds different. You say, okay, Hosea, Joshua, doesn't look like. But in Hebrew, it's interesting. Look at what it says. It says, Moshe, in the case that Moshe changed his name, okay, Moshe le Hoshea, bin Nun, son of Nun, Yehoshua. And if you can see, if you see Hoshea, is the same letters that Hoshua. The only letter that he changed is the yod at the beginning. Okay? So if you can compare the letters hey at the beginning, then hey at the beginning here, vav, then vav, shin, then shin, ein at the end. So the only letter that is included to the name of Hosea is the Yud. Okay? And then it sounds different because of the rules of the Hebrew pronunciation. Once you put a Yud at the beginning of the names, it's starting to say Ye. So Ye is not gonna be anymore Ye Hosea. Then the vowels is gonna change. Now the vowels is gonna change to Hoshua, then Yehoshua. So if you substitute the lamed by the yod, this lamed is not part of the name. It's meaning like it's a prefix, exactly. This prefix is saying that Moshe changed the name to Hoshea, Bin Nun, son of Nun, to what? Yehoshua. Okay? To Yehoshua. So you see that the name Hoshea is pretty much save us. Remember when we were saying back here, we says Hoshiana? So Hoshea is pretty much the root word of Hoshia. Hoshea, Hoshiana, that it means save us. And then right here, Hoshea is being changed to Yehoshua. Okay? Here it doesn't give you the meaning, but only the transliteration of the name. And right here it says Joshua. Okay, in English version, but you write it down exactly the same way, only adding the yud at the beginning. Okay? So Hoshea and Yehoshua. In this chapter from Exodus 14:13, we find the word deliverance. I put it in red. Okay? You can see the red right there. In the word deliverance, listen how it sounds. It says Yeshuat. Okay? Yeshuat. Okay? It pretty much sounds like Yeshua, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm adding a taf or to talk about who salvation is. Who's deliverance? Deliverance of who? Mm-hmm. Does it again, Rav? A suffix, taf, here is giving you the understanding of who deliverance is. Deliverance of who? Of the Lord. There is the name of Jehovah. Okay, so Yeshuat Adonai is what is teaching here, that who's leading you to understand who salvation is or who deliverance is. Okay? I'm continuing. I'm only giving you, you know, a little, because if not, we're going to take forever. And it's going to be recorded. It's going to be at the website. If you want to just review or pause it and, you know, write it down, it's going to be recorded for you guys. And here is when I'm going to do the jump to find the name of Yeshua, because a lot of people think that the name of Yeshua is something of the New Testament. Okay? That there's, you know, there's no way to you find Yeshua in the Old Testament, so, or let's say like that, there's no way to you find to the name of Jesus in the Old Testament. You never saw Jesus in the Old Testament, right? There's people saying no. But Rabbi always says that there's no little voice with the name of Jesus in it. Okay, no Jewish name like that. But in Ezra 3, verse 2, in the Maya, there's also verses, but I only take one to get the point. So you can go to Ezra 3:2, okay? And if you know how to read Hebrew, you already see the name right there. Well, let's read the English version, Robinson.
Then Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and his brother priests, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and his brothers set to and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings upon it, as it is written in the teaching of Moses, the man of God. Amen.
Amen. And as you can see, Yeshua here is with J, right? It's interesting that, you know, is a lot of people are going to say, well, but this doesn't say Jesus. But this is one of my proof. This is one of my proof why it's supposed to say, even in the New Testament, Yeshua Jeshua, in not Jesus, because we know that this is his name, and in the way that it's written down, you're not disconnect of the meaning of the name, because Jesus. The translation of Jesus, if you translate it to a meaning, doesn't have any meaning. No. But Yeshua, or Jeshua here, does have the same meaning of his name. And his name, write it down, if you see the Hebrew right here, it says Yeshua. And the way that I prove that is because also people got to say, well, his name is Jesus. It's in my Bible. And then you got to prove that it's Jesus because it was translated from the Greek. But the Septuagint, so the Tanakh, it was translated already by the Greeks in the time of the Alexander the Great, pretty much like 200 years before Yeshua. By the time of the Maccabees, say it again, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
500 years before the Messiah, it was pretty much a recent history for Yeshua, right? It was something recent that the Alexander the Great put those 70 rabbis to translate the Tanakh, the Old Testament, to the Greek. So if they translate the Old Testament, this is part of the Old Testament. Ezra 3 verse 2 is part of the Old Testament. And they translate this, the Septuagint, is being translated to the Greek. And when they did the transliteration from the Greek to the Spanish, let's say that out to the English, they put Yeshua. They don't put Jesus.
Yes, in the Spanish you do Hebrew, Greek, Latin, English, Spanish.
So Rabbi is pointing me now that to get to the Spanish, it was a whole process because the translation was starting from the original, the Hebrew, to the Greek, and then to the Latin, and then to English, and then to Spanish. And then they still, I prove it already, I saw my Bible, if you can do it at home as well, if you check your Bible, in Ezra 3:2, you're going to see Yeshua. You're not going to see Jesus. But when you go to the New Testament, what's going on with the New Testament? It's a manipulation of Romans to induce another name, a different name. And I got another theory, but this is not the point for today. Okay? Yeah, I got another theory But the important thing is the meaning of the name. And you see right here that his name, Yeshua, it wasn't something weird. It wasn't something like, oh, it's something new, the New Testament. Yeshua, it was a regular name back then. Okay? So let's continue. Right here, I have another example of the name in Nehemiah. Okay? But I show the name of, right here, Yeshayah. Okay, Yeshayah, that is also mean Yeshayahu or Isaiah. Okay, and right here it's translated all the way in another name, but it is Yeshayah. Okay, in Nehemiah 11:7, and it means also the same. If you can see the pattern that I'm trying to show you guys, is the Yod, the Shin, the Ayin, the Yod, the He is part of the name of Yeshua, so pretty much the same root, okay, same root name, and I have a table right here, down here, that is going to show you all the names and the meanings. This is where I want you guys have, pretty much because the study of today is the meaning of the name. So let's start with salvation. Okay, let's start with salvation. And salvation is pretty much the name of Hosea. Okay? Remember, Joshua was Hosea or Hosea. Okay? Or Hosea. And right here I put the transliteration in the... And this is not me trying to make, you know... If we go, let me show you real quick and Safari, how I did this, okay? Because this is not me making things. For example, Nehemiah 11:7. Nehemiah. Okay, what I do is like I go here, I hit the Tanakh. And let me see if I can put it bigger. What is it? Right here. Okay. So I hit the Tanakh, and right here I have all the books of the Tanakh. And let's say the one, the verse that is talking about changing the name of Hosea, that Moses did. Numbers 13:16. Numbers. I hit Numbers. Okay. And I hope the 13 what I said? 16? 16. So right here I see the name of Lehoshea bin Nun Yehoshua, right? So I hit a click, and it's showing me right here. I can also copy, right? I copy the name, and right here it shows the dictionary is showing me the meaning. So this is not me making it up, and you can see what Yehoshua means. You see, it puts Joshua or Yehoshua, and it means what? And this is not, look at that whole name. Look at the whole name. It says Yehovah, right? It says, even if he's using the J, but this is a Jewish source. This is not us. This is Sephardia. It's Orthodox. This is not, and then in their dictionary, they have, because of course, they're not going to have it with the Yud, because they don't want to mention the name of the Lord in vain. But they have it like this, and it says, this is what? It's salvation. So Yehoshua with the Yud, because Hosea, right here, if I hit Hosea, let me see if I can hit Hosea. Hosea, you see, when I put Hosea, what it means? It means Hosea. It's the same thing that I copy and paste. It means salvation. But Yehoshua, because the Yud, it means what? Yehovah is salvation. So the Yod is giving the name of the Most High. You see how interesting is this? Okay, so you guys can do this at home with Sephardia. This is not something that is a mystery. So it's very nice way to study. So I take it up. I put the name of Hosea in the meaning, salvation. I copy and paste Yehoshua, and it means right here. Just copy and paste, everybody. Okay? And then I put Yeshua, but Yeshua as a the way that it says, it doesn't show me as a name because it has a hey. It's like a female way to say it. Yeshua is only this. But Yeshua with the accent at the end, with the force at the end, and the suffix of the hey at the end, given the in the Hebrew it's like a female ending. It's telling us that what is this hey? It's telling us about Yeshua. Then it's giving us the meanings right here of what it is. So it's like salvation or deliverance. And then number one, you can see welfare, prosperity, deliverance, salvation by God. And the number four says victory. So you see how deep it's like, even if you put a suffix and a prefix, is changed, but the meaning or the source of the name is keeping it in the word. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that if I put a taf at the end, like we saw Yeshuat, is giving like from who is coming the deliverance, right? Yes, from the Yod, yeah. Amen. Yes, sir. So right here, Yeshua, that is the proper name. Okay, and I put it there, and it's not me. Look at right here, Yeshua. Okay, I put that. I just checked the Sephardia, and I just find the verse. I did this, and then the meaning comes right away, and the translation. So Yeshua's name is He is saved. Okay, and then Isaiah, okay, or Yeshiahu, what it says right here. So It means the Most High, the Jehovah, has saved. So you see how nice it is to understand His name. His name is not only, and then we prove through Isaiah 53, three verses that not even talking about, it's talking about what's going to happen to him, because Isaiah saw it. And when we count the letters from the Yod on the Sarah, 20 letters back, it was saying, Yeshua Shemi. Okay? So everybody, thank you. That's it. I mean, there's more, but I think it's enough to understand His name. I didn't want to put the 7 point of the Yud that it represents the menorah, because it's we already have it. Yeah, right? We already have that, and I think it was good information. Okay, so shalom, everybody.
Bye. Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to the Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's bethgoyim.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend a day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word. not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of his kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close this Shabbat together with the reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BethGoyim.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.